Let's talk about Caitlin Clark, P. Diddy, strollers, and whatever else I remember that I want to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Razzle, and this is another episode of 42. Thank you for listening or watching. Nobody's watching on my YouTube, but I have a YouTube, and these are in video. I got video on YouTube. Some of them have graphics, some of them don't. The clips I use, the clips I cut to put up on there for like minute-long clips will have graphics. If you want graphics. Otherwise, just listen to this or go to my YouTube at my name is Razzle and hit subscribe, comment, like, and follow. Please, thank you, support the algorithm. I just found out about Caitlin Clark last week. And this is, first off, I said it before and I said it again. I love when women just eviscerate. Like, look, if you follow me on Instagram, I make fun of women a lot. I make fun of just hypocrisy across the board, men and women. And it's fun. As a guy, you know, I think it's fun to me. It's funny because I don't mean most of it. But you also know I'm a Swiftie. So I love positivity. I love positive women. I love seeing them. I love talent. And I heard about Caitlin Clark last week on the New York Times. They have a podcast called The Daily, and they had a whole thing about Caitlin Clark. Then I'm like, what? This is insane. So then I looked into it. And this girl is, there's this girl, if you don't know, She's number 22. She plays for Iowa, a college, not a fucking major, not a WNBA yet. She's going to the WNBA. She plays for a college football basketball team, female college basketball team, and she's the best ever. She's the best ever. She recently broke a record of like 3,000 points in the game, in a season. She recently broke a record of 3,000 points in the season, and then she also broke, that might have been the same record, but she broke a record of Pete Maravich's, who's had it for a long time, and he for the Deuce. She broke all the records, and she's amazing, and she's selling out, you know, stadiums, she's selling out arenas, excuse me, and celebrities are going to see her play, and she's killing it. And now the March Madness thing is happening, and she's playing on that for the team to play. Then she's going to graduate and go play for some, you know, WNBA team. But it's amazing to me how good she is. And I'm watching, no, how good she is. She's also playing against women. But she's the best female basketball player ever. And if she played against guys, she'd lose. But if they did a three-point shot, she'd destroy him. Dude, this girl is launching, like if Caitlin Clark played horse against any dude in the, you know, the college basketball roster, she would destroy. This girl is launching shots from the middle of half, the logo in the middle of half court, and like swooshing them. And it's awesome. Like I watched an 8-minute, on Saturday, I watched like an 8-minute highlight reel. And it's awesome. This girl, awesome. Very awesome. I watched the game tonight. I watched the second game of the March Madness that she played in, and I wanted to watch the first one, but I had a writing meeting, and I'm gonna watch her games. I'm gonna watch their games. I don't care about college basketball. I don't care about sports most of the time. I think it's weird for adults in general to care about college basketball if you don't go to the college, or even if you went to the college and you don't anymore. I think it's kind of weird. Like if any adult who is so passionate about a college team should have their hard drive checked. Like it's anybody who's so passionate about any sports team is a little off, but like I get yelled at for being mad at, you know, when movies get remade. I think grown men and adults who are so invested in college sports should be checked at, because especially the ones that don't go there again, like it's funny. It's just, people are into it, man. I get if you're a student of the college or if you have a kid playing at that college, but also it's still kind of weird. Even if you're an alumni, like girl, you graduated from that college 40 years ago. Why are we still, what are we doing? But I'm going to watch all of Iowa's March Madness until they're done, because this girl's making history and I like history. I like being a part of things, which is what I guess people who like sports do. So that's cool. That's cool. That's been happening. Ladies, what do you think about guys with gray hair? Because I'm kind of growing my hair out. I think I might be a little too old to have a mohawk, so I'm kind of growing it back out enough, and I haven't dyed it in a while. And let me tell you something, I'm starting to see grays, and I'm not a fan. I may have to bleach my hair again and dye it a color, or just dye it. Maybe I'll dye it like maroon or something, or gray. Maybe I'll just dye dark gray. But I got slivers of gray, and I don't like it. So there's that. That's how I'm dealing with age. I'm dealing with that. I got to find some lotion. My skin's starting to. I got to start. I want to start. I don't use lotion. I use it on my arms for my tattoos, which I only have three of. But I need some lotion. So if you got any ideas for some good facial creams at night or in the mornings to start my day so my skin doesn't crack and dry out and I look, 60 when I'm 50 in 8 years, let me know. Send me all your beauty tips. Speaking of hard drives checked, P. Diddy. P. Diddy's in trouble again. P. Diddy, more like Flea Diddy. Flea Diddy. P. Diddy took off. I think he did. His jet left the United States and is now in like the Cayman Islands. P. Diddy, if you don't know, is in trouble for some sexual assaults and some other things. P. Diddy, back in November, I believe. I think it was November, before a little bit November, he was in trouble for some things being investigated by the government for some crimes, and he gave. This is how I think he's like. And now, well, first off, a buddy of mine told me that he used to work at a bar, and they have video footage or had video footage of P. Diddy blowing a dude long time ago. So P. Diddy likes it both ways. Not that there's anything wrong with that, to quote Seinfeld. But P. Diddy also apparently was like, for flexing his power and, taking advantage of women and taking advantage of dudes who wanted to be rappers and things like that. And that's not funny. Doing taking advantage of people. But what's funny is I knew something was sus. When he started giving away like the ownership of like the records and the masters, he had a record label, right? And he had all these hip hoppers and these rappers under his label, and he started giving the rights back to those people, which I think was like a way of buying their favor in case they ever needed to be witnesses or something like that. Like he was kind of liquidating his assets and giving people their presence, giving people their songs back and things like that. So if they ever, like if they saw anything, they could magically forget it. And a lot of stuff's been happening. And recently, yesterday, on Monday, P. Diddy's house, two of P. Diddy's houses were raided by the government, one in Miami and one in California. And miraculously, that same morning, P. Diddy's private plane is caught flying and landing in the Cayman Islands. Now, there's no record of if he's there or not, but there's no extradition wherever he's at, which means if they find anything on his drives, he's gone. He's not coming back to the United States. P. Diddy has flown the coop, and P. Diddy is. Look, P. Diddy was kind of like, I remember him doing the Joker stuff for Halloween, and that was kind of weird. P. Diddy's always been kind of weird. Like you could tell he was always kind of like a shady kind of guy. And to assault P. Diddles is his new name. P. Diddy should be called P. Diddles because he was diddling people and now he's gone. And he's got some good songs, but man, it just goes to show you that a lot of, Dan Schneider's not the only one with skeletons in his closet. What else do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about strollers. Strollers, let me tell you something. Strollers are getting out of hand. What's up with these strollers? Okay. When I was a kid, the strollers that we had when I was a kid was two pieces of metal and some canvas and some wheels. Okay. That's it. You were uncomfortable. It was like a hammock. It was like a hammock on wheels that you got pushed around in. And now these strollers are giant plastic Humvees, and they're like Jeeps, and they're like Transformers, and they got sunroofs and cup holders, and there's two of them and three of them and four of them, and they're like got like air, like they're just like thick ass wheels, and they take up the full sidewalk. People with two kids are taking up the full sidewalk because they can't sit them single file. They have to sit them like this. What are we doing? What are we doing? These strollers are out of hand. You don't need this big of a stroller. Now, I don't have kids, but I got friends with kids, and I'll even tell them to their face. I'm like, hey, guy, your stroller's too big. If your kid, the kid's gonna be uncomfortable anyways. All my friends with these strollers are more comfortable than most things, and the kids are still fidgeting and like, oh, I got too much room. And like, it's like, what's going on with strollers? That's it. That's it. I think strollers are like, I get the idea of having a stroller connect and become a car seat for toddlers, for babies. I get it for babies. But if your kid is 4 years old, he doesn't need armrests and cup holders. He can hang on to the cup himself. 4 years old is old enough to hang on to the cup themselves. And also, you don't need a place for your laptop on a stroller. You don't need 9-inch wheels for your stroller. You don't need to take up the full walkway with your stroller. I'm good. I'm good this week. This week was a good week. I got a lot done. I don't know how you guys are. I hope you guys are having a good week. Still waiting on DMs. If anybody's listening to this, I don't think anybody's listening to these. But if you are listening to these, DM me some questions. Talk to me. Tell me something. Comment. I want to know about you. I want to know what's going on in your lives. I want to know what you're excited about. I want to be excited for you. I got some exciting things coming up, maybe, quote unquote. A lot of hurry up and wait type of, creative stuff. But staying hopeful, and I'm keeping my nose to the grindstone, trying to do that. Trying to sell some shows, trying to get some things off the ground. Getting back in shape and waking up early again to walk and hang out and hang out in the morning with some people. I walk in the morning and there's some old ladies that I say hi to every morning at like 6 in the morning. They're on my walk down by my house, and then we know each other's names, and we, that's fun. And got some funny sketches planned with my buddy Ian that we wrote on the weekend, and we're gonna try and film those this week. They found Kate Middleton. She's got cancer, which sucks. So, I made jokes about it. I'm not gonna apologize for making jokes about it because that's what I do. I didn't make jokes about her having cancer, but I made jokes about her missing. And that's I had a feeling something else was wrong. But I'm glad she's doing all right. Cancer's one hell of a thing. If you got cancer, I'm sending you prayers. Cancer's a very, very bad thing. I don't wish that upon anybody. Not to bring the fucking podcast down, but they found her. Yeah, I'm grateful. I want to thank you guys for listening to this. I don't know what else I wanted to talk about. I had some other things, but we're at, 15 minutes now. I think this is a good length for this episode. Thanks again for, hanging out and sticking around and watching and listening and downloading and, click like, comment, subscribe if you're listening to this on Spotify or if you find this on Spotify. Go support my TikTok at my name is Razzle. Follow me on Instagram at Razzle Dangerously, YouTube, all that stuff, Facebook. Hoping to get some more stand-up shows coming up soon. And then I will start posting more clips of stand-up. But I've been kind of taking a break from stand-up because, I was rewriting a lot of my stuff. Rewriting, or I shouldn't say I was planning on it, but I don't think I really did. I just got to reformat it. I got to go look back at all the stuff I had and figure out how to reframe it in a less self-deprecative way, which was just a muscle I didn't want to have in my brain anymore. Because I can get, I got confidence issues as it is, I mentioned before. And It's been good so far. I've been doing really good, other than people leaving fucking jalopy, leaving business cards on my car saying we buy junk cars, and my car's not a junk car, so stop doing that. Stop leaving business cards that say we buy junk cars on my car that is not a junk car. You're hurting the confidence that I have, and I already have very little of it. So stop doing that. Yeah, thanks for checking everything out. Thanks for sticking around and hit me up on the Instagrams or socials. Send me a message. Tell me you're here. People of Earth, tell me you're out there. And give me stuff to talk about. I want to answer your questions. Thank you so much. Be kind to each other. Check the expiration date on the food in your refrigerator. And if there's something you don't like, leave it in the comments. Cheers.